Well, Dalton, the city of Garden City is having a busy week. The week started out with a little bit of a curveball, for sure. We were notified by the health department that we had a presumed positive among our pool staff for COVID-19. And so we needed to go through those protocol to make sure that the status of our employees, and to know whether or not we'd have a suitable amount of staff to reopen the pool. Certainly the look as of Wednesday looks a lot better than what we thought it might look like on Monday. And so we are going to be closed through the weekend. We do have a scheduled party that for Sunday night that we think we'll be able to assemble a staff of cleared, not just cleared lifeguards in attendance, but also those that aren't already scheduled for vacation and those types of things, which normally sort of disrupt your ability to staff a municipal pool towards the end of the summer. But anyways, it was a bit of a curveball, but appreciate our staff, appreciate our lifeguards in attendance being willing to all get tested kind of on a moment's notice there on Monday, and that enabled us to clear contact tracing and testing. The combination of that gave the health department confidence that we could put out a staff here in the very near future that allows us to finish the season. Next week will be the last full week of operating Garden Rapids at the big pool, but we will continue to be open on the weekends, provided everything just kind of stays the same, the status stays the same. So we appreciate the cooperation of the health department too to get those lifeguards quickly tested. There are a lot of them that are returning back to college and starting their high school year or their fall sports or those types of things. Not all of our guards in attendance are in that age group, but most of them are. And so we're thankful that very few of them will be impacted in that way. Other than that, we've got a meeting coming up this coming Tuesday. It will be the first meeting in August, and the commission will have a preliminary pre-meeting, I guess, a preliminary discussion on funding alternatives for the balance of the terminal project. And then just want to remind people too, on August 3rd, there is a countywide ballot issue. It's the only thing on the ballot in Finney County, as there are no primary races for local elections. But there's an important item on there that affects not just Finney County, but the city of Holcomb and the city of Garden City. It'll really determine whether or not all three of those governments continue to rely on a sales tax for offsetting expenses in their respective general funds that might otherwise be filled with property tax. So for several years, we've benefited as a county and the two incorporated cities within it from being able to take advantage of the fact that we're a destination retail hub and therefore share some of those expenses for operating general government services like police, fire protection, parks, roads. In the case of the city of Garden City, Lee Richardson Zoo, we're able to share those expenses in part with all those who come and use those services. So the alternative to a reauthorization of the countywide sales tax would be those three entities then deciding, do we keep the existing level of services and then push that over to property tax, which would be borne exclusively by the those who have property in the county, or do we have a reduction in services? And so that August 3rd ballot issue will be an important one for voters to use their voice to determine what they would like to see in the way of general government services and how they would like it paid for.
All right, Matt. Well, if anyone has any questions or wants more information on the city, where can they find that at?
Information on the city of Garden City can be found by following a Facebook page, City of Garden City Local Government. You can also check out our website, garden-city.org. The city has a YouTube channel where our videos, including our city government meetings, can be found. I would encourage folks to visit any one of those. If you want to call and talk to me, you're welcome to do so. My phone number is 620-276-1160.
All right, Matt, thank you for your time, and have a good week as always.
Thanks, Dalton. Bye-bye.